Welcome to SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and more.
Well, this week we're celebrating Old Timers Week in sports.
Your old Swamp Swami here is sadly considered to be a seasoned citizen. Though sometimes I might feel like I'm 39 again, I am reminded quite often at other times, especially while going out and pulling weeds in my front yard or climbing a ladder or attempting to run more than a block, that Father Time is slowly catching up to me too. I found it a bit ironic, though, that for this week at least, the sports news has been filled with stories about several sports personalities from my Geritol set. Earlier today, a story surfaced that former Dallas Cowboys tight end Jason Witten, who will be 38 in June, will be leaving the ESPN Monday Night Football broadcast booth after just one season to rejoin the Dallas Cowboys football team. Jason Witten's rookie year on Monday Night Football seemed a little bit uncomfortable for him, as well as us viewers who were hoping that the former Cowboy star would bring a little bit more insight to the televised games. Sounds like a win-win, especially for you Dallas Cowboy fans. Speaking of aging Dallas sports legends, 40-year-old Dirk Nowitzki of the Dallas Mavericks was honored on the basketball court the other night in Los Angeles after Clippers coach and his friend Doc Rivers called a late timeout and urged the crowd to stand up and give a final cheer to honor the retiring basketball star. There was one small problem, though. Dirk Nowitzki hasn't officially announced his retirement yet. Today, a report surfaced which confirmed that Nowitzki is thinking about coming back for an NBA record 22nd season. Dirk's agility on the floor, though, looks better suited to the over 30 league at your local YMCA. Don't do it, Dirk. Then last night on Wednesday, another NBA legend, Dwayne Wade, hit an off-balance three-point shot at the buzzer in Miami as his Miami Heat edged the reigning champions from Golden State. The NBA champion, 37-year-old Dwayne Wade, has confirmed that this will be his last season. Wade scored 25 points in last night's game, so maybe he'll have second thoughts about retirement from the game like Dirk. I'm sure money talks. Then, on Monday night, in our week of senior citizens, professional wrestling's legendary champion, Rick Flair, was slated to be honored on the WWE's Monday night telecast. And in typical wrestling fashion, though, the guest of honor was attacked in his dressing room before the in-ring birthday celebration by none other than former wrestler-turned-actor Dave Bautista, the guy that plays Drax in those Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy movies. I guess it's only fitting that a professional wrestler would be honored with a real birthday bash, hey? Pass the icy hot, please. Not to be outdone, then there's 77-year-old owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, who made the weekly headlines for being charged with two counts of solicitation in Jupiter, Florida. And today, Robert Kraft pleaded not guilty and now faces first-degree misdemeanor charges. And for the record, Kraft's wife did pass away 7 years ago, so he is single. Then, even more in golf today, 49-year-old golfer Ernie Els, who is currently a dismal number 398 in the world golf rankings, just fired a 66 in the opening round today of the Honda Classic in Florida, and he's near the top of the leaderboard. Given the way this week has been going for old-timers, maybe Eazy-E, a four-time major championship winner, will get his first win in 5 years on the tour this week. Though it's been interesting to watch some of my favorite sports personalities, excluding Mr. Kraft, that is, make the headlines this week so late in their careers, Father Time does have a way of closing the door eventually on all of us. That said, wouldn't it be fantastic if 48-year-old golfer Phil Mickelson finally won that elusive U.S. Open championship this June and completed golf's career slam? I can dream, can't I? Sadly, the most likely geriatric victory scenario this year will probably be for the 70-year-old wrestler Ric Flair to hoist the World Championships belt for the 17th time, assuming he can still lift the belt, that is. Ouch, 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 jeez. I'm Swamp Swami. I'll see you next time.